President Barack Obama seeks a second term as President of the United States of America. Is he most deserving of this position again? Joining me right now, all over the World Wide Web, is U.S. Congressman Elijah Cummings. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you been?
I've been doing just fine. I haven't seen you since the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. You were first elected to Congress in 1996, and you currently serves as the highest-ranking Democrat on the House of Committee of Oversight and Government Reform and is a senior member of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. Could you give our viewers some accomplishments of President Barack Obama?
Of course, when the president came in, he came in a situation where we were losing some 750,000 jobs every month, and he has turned that around. And now we have added over the last 2 years close to 4 million jobs, which is very, very significant. This president is, and he has invested tremendously in health care reform. You know, in the African American community, health care is one of the number one issues that we are concerned about, particularly when you have the disparity situation with regard to health care. So many African-American people are dying early and suffering needlessly because they don't have health insurance. And now, with the Affordable Care Act, he's opened the door for so many young people to stay on their parents' policies until they're 26. He's opened the door for those who might, children may have families with a child who has a pre-existing a condition. Mm-hmm. There was a time that you could just not insure that child or take that child off of a policy. Well, you can't do that anymore, thanks to Barack Obama. And so many, and provided a lot of small employers. A lot of our employers needed some assistance in providing their employees with health insurance. And he has now put that, it was now in effect, where so many small employers are now able to get a 35% tax credit towards those policies that they are providing for their employees. With regard to child care, mm-hmm. The stimulus bill provided a lot of funds so that children might have a good head start with regard to going to school. And Head Start served now an additional 61,000 children. And I could go on and on.
Yeah.
And he has, this president has done more in the few years that he's been in, the 3.5 almost years that he's been in, than most presidents do in entire 8 years. The fact is that the economy is back on the move. He dug us out of a very, very deep hole, and he's continuing to move forward. And by the way, he's done that with maximum opposition from our Republican friends. So I think he deserves a 4 years so that he can complete what he has already begun.
Congressman Elijah Cummings represents the Maryland District number 7. You're right there on the front lines on the House floor. The Obama campaign in Virginia will officially launch African Americans for Obama. That's coming up on April 24th, and we're really excited about it in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And what words of encouragement you would like to leave for Virginia voters who are pretty much undecided or who feel like, you know what, I'm in a horrible situation. I'm just not going to vote.
I'm going to tell them that this is probably the most important election of their lives. Our Republican friends have been trying to do everything they can to give tax cuts to the wealthy, cutting programs like WIC, Pell grants for our students when they get ready to go to school. And President Obama has been very sensitive to those issues, increasing Pell grants, making it possible for our students to get student loans at lower interest rates, and at the same time, making sure that our HBCUs have been supported more than they've ever been supported before. So I'm encouraging folks, this is your time. This is a moment that we should support this president, and I ask you, don't stay home on Election Day. Make sure you get out there and re-elect President Barack Obama.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, the Obama campaign in Virginia will officially launch African Americans for Obama next Tuesday, April 24th, a canvas of barber and beauty salons in Richmond and the campaigns all across, resources and information. You can access all of this information in reference to the president's accomplishments. He's gone to HBCU summits, you name it, phone banks, grassroots, house parties, registration drives. All of this is happening right now. And if you are listening to us and if you would like to participate in the events next Tuesday, you can go to VABarackObama.com. Or you can check out Twitter at OFA_VA. U.S. Congressman Elijah Cummings, thank you.
Thank you.